Auckland's port company rejects suggestions it may be breaching competition law in the way it runs the city's publicly owned cruise ship terminal. Local tour operators say they are denied access to set up in the terminal unless they do a deal with the visiting cruise line, which runs its own shore excursion program. Ports of Auckland has told RNZ the arrangement is normal and the cruise lines don't expect to find competition inside the terminal called Shed 10. Andy Glennie, a competition law specialist and director with Anderson Crayley, says on the face of it there may be an issue with Shed 10.
This is a facility which has some monopoly characteristics. It's a gateway for tourists coming into New Zealand, and often issues can arise in those sorts of situations.
Who seems to be the primary entity that needs to sort out their behaviour?
Well, Ports of Auckland sounds like it is the one which controls access to Shed 10, and so it will need to have a careful think about whether it is complying with its obligations under the Commerce Act. It's not sufficient for the controller of a facility like Shed 10 to abdicate its responsibilities to another commercial party. It will have to make sure that it is actually complying with its duties itself.
Ports of Auckland have likened their situation to what happens at Auckland Airport. Are the situations identical?
I think there's real similarities between ports and airports. Obviously, they are gateway facilities. They control the flow of people coming into the country. And the competition law issues which arise in relation to both of those sorts of operations are very similar. And I think that ports may have something to learn from the history around airports. Auckland Airport itself was the subject of a High Court case, a famous High Court case 20 or 30 years ago, which established some of the law in this area and made it quite clear that someone operating a monopoly facility does have obligations to carefully consider applications for access to the airport terminal or the port terminal, as it may be.
And that was... who was that? Oh, Andy Glennie. That's exactly right. Andy Glennie, a competition law specialist and director with Anderson Crayley.